JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
So in the next 15, 20 minutes, going to talk to somebody about this business of the RB who are potentially going to loosen up those deposit rates. So in other words, you're going to need less of a deposit to get into a house. And then you go along to the bank and they'll charge you record low amounts to get your money.
Next
so it's good
nothing.
For the buyer.
It is. We've got this mortgage rate war, but something's a little bit out of whack here, Mike. We've got this mortgage rate war, but at the same time, what we call wholesale swap rates, this is sort of like an interbank funding rate, term funding rate, they're actually going up. So we've got these mortgage rates. BNZ announced a rate of 3.99%, I think, for 2 years, and ANZ came out with a one-year rate of 3.95. Westpac matched that, and I think ASB has just joined that party because a bit of FOMO there. But Mike, I'm pretty sure my first mortgage rate was 18%. Do you remember those days?
I do.
I'm not sure.
I can actually top you. My first mortgage rate was 22.
Yeah, crazy, huh? I mean, I'm not sure first home buyers today can actually get their heads around that. Look, I freely acknowledge that, house prices were a heck of a lot lower, but so are salaries. But we do know affordability is gone. But these are historic lows in mortgage rates in New Zealand. At the same time, we're seeing a spike higher in these swap rates. If I look at the two-year swap rate, after the RBNZ monetary policy statement in May, that was Governor Orr's first statement, he sort of changed the tune on policy a little bit, and the New Zealand dollar interest rates fell quite sharply. So the two-year swap rate was at 2.3. It actually fell below 2%, challenging the lowest rates we've ever seen in that space. But in the last couple of weeks, these rates have spiked back up. That two-year rate jumped back up to sort of 2.2, but banks are offering lower mortgage rates. It's not so prominent in the one-year space where banks are sort of beating each other up. But if you look at that standard floating rate, which no one seems to really look at anymore, 5.75, you compare that to the one-year rate of 3.95, substantial difference in the margin that banks are making. So what's this telling us, Mike? There's a real battle for market share going on out there.
Yes, it is.
Banks are obviously competing for a smaller pie. There is less lending going on. But I'm just not sure these rates are sustainable, Mike. I think these are very good rates for borrowers.
Good on you.
Very
now, speaking
rates.
Of which, not only good for that, as long as you don't want to chop and you stick with your salads, then food's cheaper as well.
Yeah, let's talk about food. We haven't done this for a while. I think the last food item that got us all excited and exercised was butter, wasn't it? But Stats New Zealand released food price index yesterday. Food prices fell. That's good news. But then we seasonally adjusted them and they all went up a little bit. But Mike, so we've talked about the cost. I was thinking about this. In the last week, we've talked about the cost of petrol. We've talked about the cost of electricity. We've just talked about the cost of money. We're steadily working our way through the household budget, aren't we? And short of talking about the weather, let's talk about the price of fish or food as it is yesterday. So food price index up 0.3%. It's always the detail behind this is interesting, though, because this is the day-to-day reality for a lot of New Zealanders. Fruit and veggies down 5.4%. Lettuces, tomatoes, they're going down through the floor. So it's getting a lot cheaper to get your five plus a day. That's good. But meat, poultry and fish, Mike, up 2.4%. Yes, it was butter. Now it's the humble lamb chop. So record lamb chop prices, $17.12 a kilo. Sausages up $10.31 a kilo. I feel a bit like the mad butcher. Steak down slightly, but keep an eye on those lamb prices because it's a double-edged sword, remember, because higher meat prices, good for our exporters. But I do want to just give a little bouquet to Stats New Zealand. They are starting to make their press release. A statistics, not the most interesting subject. Well, Stats New Zealand, trying to spice it up a bit. Good on them.
Go Stats New Zealand. First call out on national radio in the history of New Zealand where a government department has been praised.
Well, you've got to give credit where credit's due, Mike.
That is true. Yeah. What are the numbers?
Yeah, a bit of optimism actually around US-China trade relations. Larry Kudlow said the two powers are talking on all levels of government. So US share markets are up 25,448 on the Dow. That's up 60 points. The S&P 500, 2746, also up 20 points. And the NASDAQ, 7273, tech bouncing back a bit. They're up 1%, 73 points as I look at it. FTSE 100, 7052 flat. Nikkei, 21810. They were down 459. They're responding to that weakness we saw in the US markets in the last trading session. 2654 on the Shanghai Composite, up 24. ASX 200, 5834, down 107, 1.8% fall across the Tasman yesterday. That's quite a big fall. NZX 50, 8861, we lost 95, 1.06%. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar, 0.6762 US, 0.9367 Aussie, 0.5990 Euro, pound, 0.5185, yen, $77.05, gold, $1,203.24. But Brent crude, get this, Mike.
Give me a 60.
$67.04.
Excellent. And long may it fall through the floor. Nice to see you, mate. Yep. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth. He's available to you at jmiwealth.co.nz.